This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Taking a regular family vacation is one of the markers of middle class in this country, of being comfortable, of having enough, and maybe a little bit extra, too. But for nearly a quarter of Americans, it's been more than 5 years since they've taken a week-long vacation away from home. That's from the latest version of our Marketplace Edison Research poll. And I should be clear here that the vast majority of upper-income families do get paid vacation, and they take it year in and year out. It's when we slide down the income ladder to people making around $50,000 a year, to hourly workers, and to those with less education, that the vacation habit kind of peters out. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Fort Collins, Colorado is a hard place not to at least think about taking a vacation. It's a tree-lined college town at the foot of the Rockies. You can see the mountains right from town, national parks, world-class ski resorts, hiking trails, and cute little bungalow colonies are all within a few hours' drive. Sarah Williams, age 30, has lived here with her husband for 5 years, but they haven't gotten out of town much.
We've never taken a trip just the two of us anywhere.
They couldn't really afford a honeymoon when they got married, and in the 5 years since, they haven't taken a vacation either.
I think in a few years, once we get our student loans paid off and our car paid off, you know, we'll be able to start putting money towards that.
We're sitting out on Williams' back deck on a breezy summer day. She and her husband served in the military and went to college on the GI Bill before buying this comfortable suburban split level. It came with a bigger mortgage than they thought they could afford on his income as a software engineer and hers as an office administrator.
There's really not any extra to take vacation. We wouldn't really be able to go anywhere, and so it kind of just seems like a waste to just stay at home.
Though she admits that's stressful, because they work hard and stuff happens, like the car going kaput, and they need to relax. Our survey data show that people who haven't taken a vacation in 5 years or longer have a much higher level of economic anxiety than those who manage to go away on vacation regularly. It's familiar territory for Sarah Williams. Her salesman father never made enough to save for leisure.
You know, my dad, he worked really, really hard to help support all of us. There was only one family vacation that I can remember. We went to this place called Jellystone Park for at least a couple days. We never wanted for anything, but didn't have much extra.
Now, many middle-class American families used to take regular vacations. Historian Patty Limerick at the University of Colorado's Center for the American West calls it the democratization of recreation, from the New Deal in the 1930s through the post-war boom years.
By the mid-20th century, you don't have to be from an elite corporate family, but you can have a dad who's working at a factory and making quite a significant wage, and the gasoline's affordable, and you can car camp, and there's a whole proliferation of tiny cabins.
These days, that's harder to manage for people in the struggling middle class, those with household incomes in the mid-five figures and stagnating, says Limerick. Many work hourly or part-time jobs and don't get any paid vacation or holidays.
You can have a father and a mother working minimum wage, or they have tight constraints on how much time they can take away.
In fact, our Marketplace Edison research poll found that hourly workers vacation significantly less than salaried workers. Ditto those with a high school diploma or less, around 40% haven't vacationed in the last 5 years. Meanwhile, going on vacation turns out to be one of the main ways that Americans define themselves as middle class. Here's Kim Parker of the Pew Research Center.
It's right up there with owning a home and higher than having a college education. It's being able to have a predictable schedule, and you can make plans ahead of time and execute them. And that's all part of this luxury of being able to afford and take time out for a vacation.
Back in Fort Collins, I asked Sarah Williams if she does ever manage to sock away some savings, what's her pie in the sky?
Scott, that's my husband. We've talked about it. I would love to go to Europe, like Scotland. Lush and green and beautiful, and there's so much amazing history there. That would be an awesome vacation. But it's so expensive. Even just the airfare, the hotel and the food and, yeah.
So maybe they'll have to settle instead for a Rocky Mountain road trip in their not-yet-paid-for brand-new car. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
So take a second and tell us how you define a vacation. Do staycations count? What about traveling for weddings or other family obligations? I frankly vote no on those. You can tell us on Facebook at Marketplace APM.